That's Candace.
They don't give a test no more at the end of this?
And item 14, miscellaneous.
Used to give a test.
Yeah, I took it.
Just a few things. CPAS is on site here this week, working with Vicki and her group, identifying some requirements that we want to put in place to make it a more effective program for us. At the next meeting, well, I don't want to steal Tim's thunder, but we will have Varis here giving the interview results. I know all of you have been participating in that, and I thank you for your participation. Let's see, beginning of July, we'll have Siegel here with the actuarial evaluation for last year. And member statements were recently mailed out. And we're going to be having our first ever staff development day next month, which we're excited about. And I wanted to thank the two board members who were able to attend our employee picnic last weekend. Thank you to Jerry Holcomb, as well as Rusty, who's not here. I think that it was a really nice, well-attended event. Karen Levy actually even did face painting, which was very popular with the kids. She may actually be available for hire on weekends coming forward. Great job. That's all I have.
You propose a dunk tank next year?
Yep.
So the
reason I went.
The meeting on the 8th, is that when we'll do the valuation?
The first Siegel? Meeting in July.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sort of a sense of the board. I think it would be of value to have us carve out 5 minutes of a board meeting with a model benefit statement so that we really see what one looks like.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's right.
I've never seen one.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's a world I did spend some time in yeah. my earlier life, but I think that'd be a value to the board to know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
We talk about it.
My
we
comments,
do,
I was going to suggest, the one that came out this time was great. I mean, I really liked it.
Yeah, I'd like to see a sample. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and actually this year we revised the look and design of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Much cleaner.
It's much cleaner.
Easy. Yeah.
More white on the page.
Yeah.
I'll bring
okay.
you my 30 copies that I've gotten over the years, John. They've gone from actually they were very thick to begin with, and now they're basically just a bifold.
But, and it was very informative.
Yes.
Yeah, I get one as a county supervisor, yeah. and very easy to read. And,
yeah.
Nice and juicy.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we'll do that.
Christina, anything?
Just to go along with the staff training for staff development day, we've also brought Excel training on site for staff to try and
good.
Keep those skills a little bit.
In my experience with that, you really have to have follow-up and constantly use it. So are these people that, because a lot of times I have people learn it, never use it, and forget it. So are these people are actually using ongoing?
Yeah, we have a lot of staff that use Excel.
Good.
So we brought the on-site training, and we've been doing classes in the training room of 7 to 8 staff members per time.
Good.
And then we also have online so that they can sign in and continue to practice some of those, and then have cards, like cheat cards, some of the shortcuts.
You don't like using the word cheat. There's got
just Vicki, anything?
we had our GASB 67-68 meeting with our plan sponsors last week. That was well attended. Partner for Brown Armstrong was here with John Monroe from Signal Consulting. Next board meeting, not only Varis will be there, but Brown Armstrong will be here to present our audit, as well as a brand new fresh look to our capper. So that will be presented. Siegel will also be there presenting the 67 valuation report right before Brown Armstrong.
Have we engaged an actuary for the GASB 45 valuation?
We're working on it.
Okay.
We've gotten a couple of quotes.
Tim?
Had my team running pretty hard lately. Chi-Chi's been doing work on Common Fund, seeing how we're going to partner with them going forward. Jeff was in Chicago for the Adam Street annual meeting. I was in LA for the DLJ annual meeting. Upcoming meeting we'll have, in addition to the Verisk Enterprise Risk Tolerance Survey results, we'll also have Angela Gordon presenting on the Credit Opportunities Fund. You'll have a staff presentation and a consultant comments on that, as well as the manager here to present that. And that'll take us through 4th of July.
All right.
Good.
Nothing. Here, anything else?
Nothing, thank you.
Everybody? Okay. Outside professionals? None? Trustee comments? Gabe?
I got four of them. Who we talked about amending our bio or adding to it? I know you'd send something out. Who do I write it to?
You can send it to me, and I'll send it to Christina.
Okay.
Or you can cut out the middleman.
Right. This is for Kurt. What's the update on our website project?
We are at the point now where we have a website that we can edit and add content. It's just a matter of organizing it how we want it. So we were looking at sometime in July to have something that is viewable to the public. We'll see if we actually get done by then.
Okay. And then for Tim at Verisk, I met with Scott. I was very impressed with the way they handled the interview.
Yeah, I agree. Let's be honest, you were most impressed with the hors d'oeuvres.
I got lucky. Scott said he'd been in this building so long he wanted to go out, so we went to Lazy Dog and did my interviews with
him. Yeah, he came in during my interview and said, are we still on for Lazy Dog? And I thought, I picked the wrong time slot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, mine's at 3:30 this afternoon.
So hold on for Lazy Dog.
I'd wait till later if I were
there. Happy hour.
Push that. Yeah. Mine was 3:30 too, but whoever follows you is going to have a great time.
Oh, so you're after me. I'm at 1.
But after Brian's on
today, okay, I probably sound like an idiot.
Yeah. And I'm in between the two of you. I'm at 2.
You're at 2. Okay, then I really am at 3:30. Okay, perfect. Well.
Yeah, and the last thing I have is a SACRS conference. There's a lot of talk that some of the stuff, the issue really isn't pertinent or whatever. So any ideas? I'm trying to make it where it covers everything, stuff that's relative. I give the example, I think we've done ESG enough. I think we've done the bankruptcy stuff enough. I want to hear something new, exciting. It's something all of us would have interest in. So if anybody has any suggestions, I have a meeting on June 23rd. So if you have any ideas, please email them to me.
Risk-free investments that return at least 15%.
Yes, got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So are they going to do something on the new initiative?
What new initiative?
The pension initiative that's been announced.
Oh, the one from
Reed.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to ask that one. I saw it. I got a copy of it the other day, and I don't know if you're aware of it. They're putting a new ballot measure
initiative.
Right. Yeah.
So. I think it would be helpful to have it on there just because it's such a controversial issue and just.
No, I think it's great. Is it the final? I got a document. I couldn't tell if that was the final.
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen a final. I just read about it in the paper. I'm not that close to it, so I don't know. But I think it would be very, you know, it would actually, what I would love to see is, you know, a debate.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You know, I really would. Just
make sure you have a balanced panel.
Have the advocates get Chuck Reed down there and then also get someone on the other side just saying why it's flawed or what the problems are.
Actually, aren't we in San Diego next?
Yes.
Yeah, so, one of the originators is from San Diego.
No, Auto or something? That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I
think the more information on it is going to be really important. So.
I was at a Calipers of Chuck Reed spoke about a year ago, roundtable, and it was good to hear his opinion. I don't necessarily agree, but at least I was able to ask him questions. I understand.
You know what? Amy might be a good one to use for the other side.
Yeah, that's she's probably the most educated
pretty,
on that.
And she's pretty verbal, you know, so.
In a good way, yeah.
Something to think about.
What did he say?
In a good way.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, anything else?
Yeah, I went to Adam Street, and along with Jeff, and there was a couple of things, but one of the things they're in venture capital, as we all know, but one of the parts of it that was kind of interesting to me, but I also felt like it was a pitch, but they're in pharmaceuticals and developing new drugs to help people. And they've got a drug, it's a leading therapeutic pipeline in brain and nervous system disorders. This drug addresses those issues, such as depression, central nervous system, Alzheimer's, mental illness, anxiety, autism, schizophrenia, PTSD, stroke. So it and therapeutic brain injury. So it covers a lot of areas. Yeah. And it's one pill. It's called Rapastinel.
Is this the practice for the commercial patient?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It was. And they
reading it so fast.
Infomercial. Yeah. It's the patient infomercial. Jerry's doing for us.
Yeah. So what are all the side effects?
The drug is. Drug is.
Jerry, hold on a second. Is this public information?
Huh?
Is this public information that you're sharing?
Oh. Okay, well, anyway.
So you went to Adam Street, huh?
Adam Street. And it was one of their. One of it was an investment. Anyway, they're in pharmaceuticals. And
plastics.
I thought that was interesting. That was one of them.
Okay. Don't give us any
more,
I don't think.
energy investing, they're still in that.
Any national secrets?
Without making comments on individual companies. Thank
so,
you. Good conference.
Excellent report.
I attended a CIA meeting, and I can't tell you anything about any of it.
I cleaned out my trunk yesterday and ran across my umbrella and said to myself, what would I need this for? And I tossed it in the corner of the garage this morning about 7 o'clock. I'm rummaging around to find it, so happily the rain's here.
I would add, as an attendee to the picnic, it was a very nice occasion. I decided, since I wasn't exactly sure where that park was, I thought, I will use a GPS system. And when I hit Fresno, I knew I was not going in the right direction. So it took me 2 hours to get from Walnut Creek to the park and 10 minutes to get home. So that worked. Oh, so I arrived just in time for cleanup, which was probably a high point of the picnic, I suppose. Never mind. It's hidden well aware. It's sort of Port Costa-ish, but it's not really Port Costa-ish, and it's sort of this water park, but not really the water park. It's behind the water park.
If they reopen that road that goes to Port Costa, you can get there.
That's what I found. That's the
right
fire. I talked to very nice guys from Contra Costa Water, and they said you have to go all the way. Anyhow, the party was very nice. People seemed to be having a good time.
25th.
I saw a lot of them on their way out.
My calendar. Putting all my stuff on it.
The face is all painted.
The face is all painted. They all look like either tigers or butterflies.
Your two fortes.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Yeah. We're done.
I don't care.
Yeah.